I'm Rusty Sharp, and live in the studio, Elin Jewell and her band. Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having us.
You guys, of course, are at Woodsongs tonight at the Kentucky Theater. You looking forward to that show?
Definitely.
Now, first time at Woodsongs?
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay, get a little bit closer to the mic if you would. There you go.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Now, you guys were kind enough to drive through all the nasty weather and everything. You said you drove from Massachusetts last night?
Yeah, we left at about 11:30 in the morning, and we showed up here around 2.
2 a.m.
Yeah. 2 a.m., man.
We just drove and drove.
Now, you guys do that a lot because you spend a lot of time on the road.
Yeah, we do. We love our van, and we haven't killed each other yet, and so it's good.
Is there a name for the van, guys? Have you named the van?
Yeah, we on our title, it's kind of abbreviated, like the make and model are abbreviated as RamWag.
Okay.
It's a Dodge Ram. I guess it's a wagon.
RamWagon.
It doesn't seem very wagonish to me, but it's abbreviated as the RamWag, so we call it the RamWag Band Van.
The RamWag Band Van.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead and introduce the other members of the Ram Band. What RamWag Band Van? So.
All right. We got Jerry Miller on the electric guitar. And Jason Beek on the drums, and Johnny Shasha on the upright bass.
Now, you're originally from Boise, Idaho.
That's right.
But you're based out of Boston now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did you hook up with these guys?
Let's see. I was living in the western part of Massachusetts for a while, out in the Berkshires, kind of by the New York border. And I guess I was just traveling into Boston every other weekend or so to kind of see what the music scene was like there. And I met Jason, the drummer, and he knew these guys, so it was kind of a snowball effect, I guess.
Had you heard any of these guys play before you decided to put a band together? Or
yeah, I had heard, I'd heard Johnny and Jerry. They play in a couple different bands in Boston, and they're actually kind of some of my favorite bands. Mm-hmm. Ever. And so it was kind of through hearing them that I knew that they were great. So
okay. The new CD is called Letters from Sinners and Strangers.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to do a song from that CD right now?
Yeah, let's do Heartache Boulevard.
Elin Jewell on 91.3 WUKY.
1, 2, 3.
Steps in the street, and the drip drop of tears on my cheeks were the only sounds on that sad dark night when my loving baby said goodbye. We used to stay home every night. We lived a quiet, happy life. But now, if you're looking to find me, ain't so hard, 'cause I moved Heartache Boulevard. Come on over and see me sometime. Jukebox plays on and the losers are fine. Oh, how the whiskey flows and it works like a charm here on Heartache Boulevard. All right, Jerry. Come on over and see. whiskey flows and it works like a charm here on Heartache Boulevard. Here on Heartache Boulevard.
Live music on 91.3 WUKY. Elin Jewell and her band at Woodsongs at the Kentucky Theater tonight. I believe showtime is 7:30. Is that correct? 7 or 7:30?
It's 7?
We'll get there at 6:30. How's that?
Yeah, nice and early. Be on the safe side.
Yeah, roll in there and be on the safe side. Now, when you were growing up, I'm assuming in Boise, Idaho, is it difficult to find a musical influence in Boise, Idaho?
Well, as far as live music is concerned.
Well, as far as because I detect a lot of blues background in your music when listening to your CD.
Mm-hmm.
What blues people did you listen to? Did you?
Well, my dad had a lot of great records that I discovered pretty young, and Howlin' Wolf was among them, and I got into Billie Holiday. I think it's
any Bessie Smith in the background.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
but I think Billie Holiday. I discovered her. There was a music collection at our public library.
Really,
and I checked out some tapes or something of hers. I'm not sure what caused me to do it. I think I heard a song of hers on a soundtrack to a movie. I don't even really remember which movie it was. Mm-hmm. And so I just fell in love with the song. And I think I was just kind of meant to listen to that music because it discovered me pretty early.
And the hedge hooked.
Yeah. I feel like it was definitely something where, blues music and early American music just kind of came to me and grabbed me and said, listen to me. So I've been doing that since I was about 14 or 15.
Well, now was the guitar the first instrument that you played?
The first instrument I played was the piano. I started that at 7.
Any recitals there?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And I couldn't stand it. I was so petrified to get up in front
really?
Of people. And yeah, and it's really strange that I got into performing because I was never really that much of a ham, Like some kids, they just want to kind of be the center of attention. And I was always sort of bossy, but...
Everybody's going, yeah. We're speaking with Elin Jewell. The new CD is Letters from Sinners and Strangers. It's Elin with her band Jason, Daniel, Jerry, and Johnny. They sound fantastic.
Well, no Daniel this time.
No Daniel?
No, Jason, Jerry, and Johnny, the three J's.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
He's on the CD. That's probably where you got it.
That's where I got it.
Yeah.
My apologies.
No, that's fine.
Thanks for the correction. Now, you guys... Please tell me I didn't dream this. You guys did a little touring in the Netherlands, is that right?
Yeah,
or
Jason and
okay.
I did. Yeah. We did some radio promotion over there, and we played on several different radio stations in the Netherlands and BBC in London.
What was that like for you guys?
It was great. It was really amazing and very jam packed. We had no time to see the sights or anything, which is fine, or sleep, yeah. But those things are overrated. But we got to see Big Ben through the car window, and it was great, though. It was, it felt very, we're a band that likes to work. So
right.
When we go out there, we like to stay busy playing and everything, and we definitely did. We're promoting a tour that's going to happen in the spring over there with a trio or full band. Did we ever decide?
The whole thing?
We'll all go over in April. Yeah.
I'll go over in April. Well, great. Yeah. Well, speaking of work, let's put you back to work. We're going to do another tune for us.
All right.
Which one is this?
This is Where They Never Say Your Name. Your coke and gin left me now. I'd forget you, baby, if I could. Well, you show me the well, but you don't let me drink. You threw my heart right in just to watch it sink. And it went down, it went down, it went all the way down. Yeah.
Live music on 91.3 WUKY, Elin Jewell and her band. The CD, Letters from Sinners and Strangers, that's what's out right now. Also, you can catch them tonight at Woodsongs at the Kentucky Theater. Now, did you write that song, Elin?
Yes, indeed.
What kind of, I mean, that's phenomenal lyrics. Where did the idea come from? I mean, it's...
I guess it kind of came from listening to Jimmy Rogers.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, the singing break man. He has a line in one of his songs that says something like, "I'm gonna go where I never hear them call your name," or something like that. And I always just loved that song in particular, and even though I can't remember which one it is or what it's called, but that line has always really stood out to me. And one day it just kind of came to me to put that in a song of my own. And it's not, I didn't quote it verbatim. It's like a slightly different take on it. But
well, while we're dropping names, you have a big name on your guitar right there.
I do, yeah. Loretta Lynn signed my guitar when we opened for her in September.
What was that like?
It was great. It was a dream come true. The president of our label, which is Signature Sounds, he was there, and he kind of watched the whole thing happen, and afterwards, I went over to him and was like, "Look, she signed my guitar." And he's like, "Okay, so you can die now." Like, he just knew that I had that, you know, I had that look on my face, I guess, that said, like, I can die and go to heaven and I'll be just fine. I've lived a complete life now.
If we could, real quick, get back to songwriting.
Yep.
When you write a song, because these guys are phenomenal, do you write songs with kind of them in mind? Like, how will this play live?
Yeah, I do. The first record that we put out, Boundary County, I didn't really, because we weren't quite a band yet. But for the second one, I definitely had them in mind, and there were, I had a few kind of goals in mind. Like I wanted to write with Heartache Boulevard. I wanted to write something that was you know, fairly up tempo and almost rockabilly or western swing feeling. Because I know like these guys just. They really shine with that stuff, and well, they shine with everything, but I think that hadn't really been fully brought into the light before then. So,
okay.
Yeah, I definitely write with them in mind, and they help with like the arrangements of the, you know, introductions and the how, you know, the placements of solos and things like that, the structure of each song as well.
Now, your very first album, the very, very first album, didn't make it because it got lost in a fire. Is that correct?
The very, very first album. Yeah. Yeah. That was pre Johnny and Jerry, and it was a different makeup of the band. And that was lost, and the whole studio, and it was a really sad thing. But
I would think it would have to be, because I've heard so many artists say that your songs are like your babies.
Yeah.
And you work so hard in the studio, and all of a sudden, did they call you on a phone, or did you happen to drive by the studio, or did you read it in the paper? How did you find out?
I think, well, the bass player in the band at the time was good friends with the owner of the studio and the mm-hmm. producer. And so he found out directly, and then he told us. And, yeah, it definitely felt like someone punched me in the stomach for a second there. But, yeah, it's kind of like anything else. Mm-hmm. You got to move on. And
absolutely.
And so I did.
Well, let's move on into another song. Elin Jewell and her band, they're at Wood Songs tonight at the Kentucky Theater. Do one more for us?
Sure. Let's do Boundary County, the title track from the first record, the one that did make it. This is loosely based on my home state of Idaho, so if you're listening, family, this one's for you. Say hello to Boundary County if you make it up that way. I don't get around as much as I did in my younger days. I was raised in that country, so pure and so fair. But I took too hard to the whiskey and wandered away from there. Wandered away from there. Well, I miss the barbed wire and the sage on that wild northern range, the giant staring sky like a bright tragic blue eye. Why I left, I can't say why. I can't say why. Say hello to Boundary County for me. She's prettier than dreams. And if you've been someplace so far away, then you've really seen some things. Well, those miles and miles of steel rail are a one-way track. And no matter how hard I try, I never make it back. I never make it back. Well, I miss those violet hills and the sweet smell of the fields. Reach their arms out so wide, like heaven's only bride. Why I left, I can't say why. I can't say why. Find me there. that way. I don't get around as much as I did in my younger days. In my younger days.
Live music on 91.3 WUKY, Elin Jewell and her band. The new CD is called Letters from Sinners and Strangers. You can catch them at Woodsongs tonight at the Kentucky Theater. Elin, thank you so much for coming by. Thank you very much. Enjoyed it. Have a great show tonight.
The Tonic theme was written and performed by Melanie Johnson.